Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
It's a Zach Gelb Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. We head out to the hotline right now and welcome in a former UNC point guard. He was the 7th overall pick in this past NBA draft. In his pro career, we'll get started with the Chicago Bulls, and that's Coby White, who joins us right now on CBS Sports Radio. Coby, great to meet you at the draft. Congratulations once again, and how are you?
Thank you. I'm doing good.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. I'm sure you're still getting adjusted to being a pro, but this was a dream for you your entire life, and you grew up watching the NBA for a long time. This has to be a little bit surreal for you, knowing that now you're a part of the NBA as a player.
Yeah, for sure. Because you dream about this moment growing up, but in reality, like, you really don't think it'll happen. And so growing up, I always wanted to be in the NBA, but in the back of my mind, it was, you know, just that voice saying, like, you know, it'll never happen. But it happened. I worked really hard to get here, and, you know, it still feels surreal, but I'm just excited.
You know, growing up, it seems as if everyone wants to be a professional athlete. And then for most people, they realize that hope is unrealistic and they have to find something else to do for a living. When was the moment for Coby White that you realized, hey, this just isn't a dream, but it can be a reality and you could be a professional NBA player?
I think my senior year, I played at the John Wall Classic, and that whole weekend I played good. I broke the scoring record that was there, and I'm going back and look at it, and some of the highlights that, you know, I had was just kind of, you know, I thought of myself looking at it, it was like, you know, maybe one day I can make it to the NBA, and there was a lot of hype around my name after that weekend. So, I mean, I think after that, it was, that just happened. That's when I realized that maybe one day I can go to the NBA.
Coby White is my guest right now. It's a Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Coby, I have to spend a few minutes talking about your father. I know the importance your dad played in your life. I read the powerful and heartbreaking Players Tribune article that you did write, and I encourage all to read it. It's truly inspirational. And for those of you that don't know, unfortunately, Coby's father passed away after a battle with liver cancer when Coby was only 17 years old. And in the article, Coby details about his relationship with his dad that included his father being the first person to introduce him to basketball. The two would always watch the Rocky movies together. And really, Coby describes it as his dad being his hero growing up and so many great memories. I know this is a happy time and a time to celebrate your accomplishments, but I'm sure it's also a time to reflect and remember your dad. And I'd have to imagine you do that each and every day.
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, it's an exciting time for my family, but it's also an emotional time just because he's not here with us. But, you know, his life, everything, I'm a firm believer, everything happens for a reason. So I know he's down in heaven smiling down on us.
When I was reading the article, you brought up the part about how your dad would randomly call your friends and he would be simply just one of the guys. It made me think about my friend Parker's dad, Michael, who passed away in 2013 after a battle with leukemia. And it was a very similar relationship that I was able to have with Michael. He would always call us and hang out with us, and he was our basketball coach and our baseball coach. I would have to imagine many people have read your article and have reached out to you, and it's probably brought back memories of people they've lost. And it could also be a beneficial read as well on how to fight through each and every day after losing a loved one. If someone's listening right now, Kobe, that just recently lost a family member and they are grieving, they're in mourning, since you have lived through it and are still going through those tough times each and every day, what advice would you offer that person who has just recently lost a loved one as well?
I just think one thing that helped me is that just stay surrounded by, you know, at the beginning, stay surrounded by those that you love. And, you know, it's one thing that hurt me was that I never opened up about it, and that kind of hurt me. So I encourage them to, you know, if they're feeling some type of way, to open up to someone that they trust and, you know, are willing to open up to. And I just, one of the major thing that helped me was that I got a strong relationship with God. I started to pray a lot more. So that's what helped me. So whoever their higher figure is, I feel like they should just get closer to them and talk to them a lot more. That's about it. Just, you know, just like everybody's not the same. But for me, I think everything, like I said, everything happens for a reason. So that was one thing that I entrusted in.
Just wondering, why was it now the right time to open up and share your story?
I just feel like that a lot of, you know, I was going through a lot of rough times, and especially in college, a lot of people, you know, people that I did kind of, you know, talk to about it, just told me, you know, don't, whoever has been through the same thing I've been through, don't hold it in, don't bottle it up. And I just feel like now, you know, I'm getting more comfortable with it. You know, I've been doing a lot of interviews and people asking about them, and it started to become easier for me. And then, you know, the Players Tribune approached me with it. And, you know, obviously while writing it, you know, I went through a little, you know, tough spots where, you know, I had to stop and just, you know, relax a little bit. But I felt like I was comfortable enough with it now to where I could open up about it and just let people know my story and what I went through. And, you know, it created a lot of buzz. And I feel like I helped a lot of people. You know, a lot of people reached out and they told me that I influenced them just by me doing that. So I feel like I encourage a lot of people to open up about different stuff that's going on in their lives too. So,
and like I said, Kobe, it was an extremely powerful and heartbreaking read. And you are right. Many people, I'm sure, have drawn inspiration from it. And I encourage once again all to read it, as we're talking to Kobe White right now on CBS Sports Radio, the UNC product and now the Bulls' new point guard, as he was the 7th overall pick in this past draft of 2019. Kobe, let me transition it back to the court. I was reading a scouting report before the draft about you, and it always wasn't a given you would be a one-and-done player. With that being said, when did you realize you would be a one-and-done player at UNC?
I think for me it was at Duke at home. Before that game, I was on some draft boards. I was all over the place on the draft board. But after that, it kind of solidified me as being in the top 10. So after that game, it was just kind of a turning point, and I was just, you know, thought it was time for me. I wasn't set on it yet. And then after the season, I kind of talked to Coach Williams, and he was the first person I talked to about it. And he kind of told me that my situation, not many people, you know, it's a blessing to be in the situation you're in. So I feel like you should take advantage of it, and I feel like you should go. So he kind of gave me his blessing. So then the decision was easy for me.
Since you brought up that Duke and UNC rivalry, clearly you played for UNC, and many people know you for that, but you actually grew up as a Duke fan. Since you know a lot about that rivalry as a youngster, dating back to your days as a Duke fan and also as a player this past year, for UNC, what did that mean to be a part of that legendary rivalry?
It was great. The atmosphere is different, like everyone says. They really took it seriously. And it's just the vibe of the game. It's just, you know, you're playing for something, especially, you know, bragging rights. And especially that night for us, just because it was senior night that night. And, you know, we wanted to send the seniors off right, because the seniors meant so much to the program and the organization. So, in the school. So, I mean, it was a lot on the line at night for us.
That first Duke-UNC game, you have President Obama in the building. We know it's always a big rivalry game and everyone's talking about it, but this one had more buzz, it seemed like, than a normal Duke-UNC game. And right away, the entire sports world was shocked when Zion Williamson blew through his shoe and suffer that injury. What do you remember about that first game, that first night, Duke-UNC, when Zion blew through his shoe?
Oh, I remember him going through his shoe, and it was just something I've never seen before. But, you know, afterwards, they told us that, you know, they kept telling us that he was coming back, but he never returned. But I mean, that didn't change our game plan or anything. We still came with the same mindset, and we went and came right in the door, and we got a win. So that was a good feeling for us to get a win there.
Talking to Coby White right now on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Coby, I have to bring up your reaction to your UNC teammate Cam Johnson that you had when he got selected at 11 in the draft. And for those of you that don't know, Coby is giving a press conference after being drafted by the Bulls. And I'm in the crowd of reporters, and I glance over to the screen that was to the right of me, and I see Cam Johnson's name goes up as the 11th pick in the draft. And I was shocked because all the mock drafts had him going in the 20s. So I quickly raised my hand and I asked Coby about it. And he was so happy for his teammate, and the reaction that he gave us went viral. It's all over the place. And it was really so cool because that's your moment celebrating you getting drafted. And in that moment, we saw what type of person you were and how happy you were for your teammate. Reflect on that moment, because you two must have a very close relationship that is more than just being basketball teammates at UNC, because that was awesome.
Yeah, I was just super excited for him. Nobody expected that to happen, not even me. But, I mean, like I said, Cam worked for everything he got. He proved this year that he deserves to be in the position that he's in now through his play. And, you know, when people say, you know, it's a kid on the family, it really is. Everybody has a great relationship with everybody. Everybody's super close, and everybody just wants to see each other succeed, and not only on the court, but just in life. So the team that I was on had a great bond, and, you know, that's one of the main things that I'm going to miss about North Carolina is my teammates.
What did Cam say to you when he saw your reaction?
He just told me, you know, that he congratulated me first, but he just thought the video was amazing. And then he appreciated me, and, you know, he was proud of me, and, that, you know, just to keep going, we got a lot more work to do. So it was simple, but he told me, you know, he said he loved me, and then he just kind of, you know, just told me to embrace the moment. And he was just talking about, you know, that was pretty much it. It was a lot going on, so I think he wanted to keep it short and brief.
Wrapping up with Coby White on CBS Sports Radio. Coby, if someone is hearing you for the first time today and they've never seen you play, how would you describe your game?
I think I'm a player with speed. You know, I can get down the floor really fast. I have great size for my position, standing at 6'5". I can score the ball in a unique way at all three levels. I can get my teammates involved. I can play on or off the ball. I get it done defensive end, and I just want to win. I have a competitive spirit, and I play with a lot of heart and passion.
Just curious, and I don't know if you modeled your game after these players growing up, but who were your favorite NBA players growing up as a kid?
Growing up, I like watching Chris Paul, Steve Nash, Russell Westbrook, Kyrie Irving, and, you know, people like Damian Lillard. Like you said, I don't try to model my game after them. Those were just, they had certain things about them, and they were great at what they're great at what they do. So, you know, you try to hear it, nit and pick, you know, parts of their games, but, you know, at what they do, they're the best at it, so it's kind of hard. But I was trying to, you know, those are players that I just love watching.
And a lot of those players you still mentioned are still currently playing in the NBA. I know you are a professional and they are now adversaries, but that has to be cool, having the opportunity to maybe compete against some of them this year on an NBA court. That's got to be awesome, right?
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely going to be cool. You know, but like I said, you know, when stuff on the court, it's like no favorite players. It's my team versus their team. And we both have a common goal, and that's to win. And I'm going to do whatever it takes for us to come out with the win. So,
last one for Coby White on CBS Sports Radio. I know things move so quickly right now, but how are you adjusting to life in Chicago? And you say you want to win, and you're all about winning. How do you plan to get the Bulls back to their winning ways?
I'm still trying to get adjusted. I just got here not too long ago, a couple of days ago. But I'm loving the city. I love everything about it. We got a young team, got a lot of talent though, and I think that, you know, if we put it all together, then you know, the sky's the limit for us.
Coby, once again, I can't thank you enough. I know many people will be in your corner because it seems as if not only you are a tremendous basketball player, but you really are a better person from all we've heard about you and the way I was able to interact with you at the draft. It was a pleasure being able to meet you and your family at the draft, and I hope we chat down the road. Thanks so much for coming on. Can't thank you enough.
Okay, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.